This is Bill Becker for the Clean Energy Solutions Center. I recently had the pleasure of attending a conference in Geneva, where I talked about clean energy with Ernst Weisecker, the co-chair of the United Nations International Panel for Sustainable Resource Management. He also has been the policy director for the UN Center for Science and Technology for Development. He has authored several influential books on environmental policy, most recently, Transforming the Global Economy Through 80% Improvements in Resource Productivity. As we started our conversation, I asked Mr. Weisecker about the three ideas he would most recommend to policymakers involved in building clean energy economies. Here was his response.
First, avoiding wasteful use of energy, the potential for increasing energy efficiency is absolutely gigantic. Second, more or less copy the European countries' feed-in tariff laws, which make it profitable to increase renewable energies, chiefly decentralized renewable energies. Third, everything has to be checked for its ecological effects.
You alluded to decentralized energy systems in developing countries, and interestingly, in some of the developed economies, like the United States, utilities are having to adjust to decentralized energy. They're now having to figure out how to accommodate solar collectors into the grid, for example. In a country that does not have a centralized power or grid, do you recommend decentralized energy as the principal investment, or are there economies in centralized energy that recommend it?
What people want is reliability. If this can be provided by decentralized energy, meaning solar power during the day and good batteries during the night, or wind or water, what have you, or some biofuels, or geothermal, then it's fine. But if only solar is available and no batteries are there, then you may need some centralized grids.
I want to thank you for your time. I have one last question for you, and that is, many developing countries, seem to want to develop the same kind of energy systems, nuclear power and other such things, as the developed world has. And yet I hear the theory that we should help, the developed countries should help the developing countries leap over our mistakes and move to energy scenarios that are sustainable. What's your feeling about that? How much of a model are the energy systems in developed countries today for developing economies?
Old industrialized countries maintain their traditional coal-based or nuclear-based power structure and recommend developing countries not to do it. Psychologically, this is this is not leading anywhere.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, if we do the transition into decentralized, mostly renewable energies, and indeed efficiency increases, then we could actually assist developing countries doing the same. Let me add something which you are not asking.
Okay.
I keep asking my students, how many kilowatt hours would needed to lift a 10 kilograms weight from sea level to Mount Everest, to the top of Mount Everest? The average estimate I get is anything like 500 kilowatt hours, which sounds plausible. The physics teacher's answer is 1/4 of a kilowatt hour, meaning that our imagination of what a kilowatt hour can do may be wrong by a factor of 1,000. So, efficiency, the universe of efficiency, is absolutely unimaginably large. And therefore, all the economists' quack about energy demand tends to be physically wrong.
And this is a very important point, that before renewable energy comes efficiency, it seems to be job one, job number one, because it reduces the load that renewables have to give us.
And it tends to help employment. Okay.
Thank you.